In 2003, a phenomenon was born in Australian reality TV. That show, Australian Idol, it introduced us to both lasting stars and also names that we may have long forgotten. Now a podcast is set to bring us up to speed, hosted by none other than OG judge Mark Holder. Good morning, Mark.
G'day, mate. And my daughter, Katie, she's producing it and she's my co-pilot in it as well. It came about because she's living in America and you know, it's been tough in Los Angeles with the lockdown and the riots and working from home.
Sure.
And the amount of COVID out there. And she said, you know, she just wanted to do something that would made her happy. And she said, let's do a potty. And I said, okay, what? And she said, how about we do one on Idol? I said, so long as you do absolutely everything. All I have to do is turn up and you press record. And then you do everything else, and she has. She's done that, so that's fantastic. And it's been great because she was between 8 and 14 when the show first came on.
Right.
So it was a fantastic experience for a dad and a daughter to share together, you know, that she'd come up to the show and she'd love it, and she'd do the red carpets with me because her mum didn't really like to do red carpets, so Katie would get all dolled up and we'd do the red carpets together, and we had enormously good fun, the two of us.
What was her experience like on the show? You said so she'd come to the show. Was she behind the scenes? Did she get to know the contestants at the time?
No. Because she would come up, because we live in Melbourne, and she'd come up just for the shows and,
right.
and sit in the audience, and then maybe she'd meet some people after the show or something or other. But she did meet a whole bunch of Zac Efron and all the people that came through the show and. The American Idol?
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. She met Kelly Clarkson, and she met Hilary Duff when she came on the show.
Oh, for an 8 to 14-year-old.
It was heaven for her. Heaven, absolutely heaven. So that was one of the lovely bits that I got to have that experience with my daughter. It was fantastic.
It's been 11 years since the last season of Idol, 13 years for you. What has been the show's lasting legacy, do you think?
Well, I think that we were the first of this new era of shows. I mean, obviously, I was on a show in the 70s, you know, on a show called Showcase on Channel 9, which was very similar. So these kind of shows have been around forever. You know, I mean, there's, you know, all kinds of talent shows that have come and gone. But
yep.
This was the first of the new generation. And we did seem to break really fantastic artists. And, you know, you've just got to look at the history of the show and the artists that have come out of it. You've got Guy Sebastian. It's just amazing. You just listen to the songs that guys write.
Absolutely.
They're brilliant.
You could continue. You know, Ricky Lee, Courtney Act, Jess Malboy. The list really does go on and on.
Jess Malboy is a movie star.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's fantastic.
How much do you wear that as a badge of pride? Are you like a proud dad when you see the continued success of the Idol alum?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. We follow them, and as a family, we follow them, and I love them. And this is an opportunity, the potty, to actually catch up with them and catch up with ones that perhaps you haven't heard of.
Yeah.
And, since the show. I was particularly moved by young Ben McKenzie. Ben McKenzie was 16 when he was on the show. And,
yeah.
And he's one of the ones that I asked Katie to find. And I wondered why I hadn't heard from him, because he was so good on the show. He was a really good singer. And then we reached him, and you know, he was talking about his journey as a young man at 16 who was not sure of his sexuality. And,
yeah.
And he told us that, you know, he went out at one of the nights from the house and was beaten up, and I didn't know about that.
Wow.
And he kept it quiet. And the shame that he felt, and that was, you know, that was a really moving story. And then, you know, you've got, on the other hand, you've got Anthony Kalia, who the guy that he married, I danced with 99 times in Shout the Musical. So,
yeah. Amazing. Did the accounts, and I mean, from what you say in Ben's conversation there, it must have been an eye-opener, because I figure that you were on one side of the show's production, but there were parts that you weren't privy to.
I was not privy to that, and I did not know that and in fact, he didn't tell anyone that he'd been beaten up.
Yeah,
he kept
wow.
it entirely to himself. He was ashamed of it. And it was just a fantastic conversation. But I wondered why he sang as 16-year-old with so much feeling, and I now know why. I didn't know at the time, But I do now know that, you know, he was going through this extraordinary journey. And he was, you know, just so happy to have an opportunity to tell his story. And everybody's got a story to tell, believe me. Everybody's got a story to tell. They're great conversations, and I've really loved doing them, really.
It's going to be a fascinating season to listen to. Mark, the Got Talent shows are now worldwide. They've got their golden buzzer. Do you think it all calls back to the touchdown?
It does. A poor imitation.
How about
when I left? Dicko, your listeners will know this. Dicko tried to, firstly, he tried to steal the touchdown. That didn't work.
Yep.
And then he created his, this is a Ticko from Dicko.
No wonder the show flopped.
Yeah. That was a catchphrase that caught on. A Ticko from Dicko. I love it.
Oh, mate, I can't wait to turn back the clock and listen to the Idol Archives. Episode 1's available now. Anthony Kalia, it's well worth listening to. You can download it on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Mark and Katie Holden behind the Idol Archives. Thank you so much for joining us, Mark.
Thanks,
Holden.
Cheers, mate. All the best.